This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
Who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
A Barack Obama's Dismantling Hope and Change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh. All right. Welcome aboard, Kevin McCullough. Glad you're with us. It's Saturday night, and of course, that means we got a lot of stuff going on. Wow, I can't make out what's going on here. For some reason, we don't. The crowd is here, but we can't hear the crowd. Strangely, my mic is really, really good, but I can't hear the crowd at all. Anyway, it's Saturday night. Glad you're with us, and we've got a lot to get to. Some big breaking news across the country tonight. There were some anti-Sharia marches that went on, and Brigitte Gabriel, you may know her as the founder of ActForAmerica.org, ActForAmerica.org. She was the one that actually helped put this thing together, and some of the stuff that's already being written about her is just really astounding. We're going to talk to Brigitte tonight because she not only is in kind of integral to putting these marches together, but I want to know from the founder herself, you know, what was the motivation for doing what they were doing. So we'll talk to her and get the lowdown on that. And we've got a lot of other stuff to get to as well. It is a sad day for many in the world of DC Comics because the Batman that to many could never be replaced is no longer with us. Adam West, dead at 88 today, and we will miss him. He's also known as the mayor of Quahog, or is it Quahog, or Quahog? It's some town in... Yeah, I don't know how you say it. But you're laughing out there. How do you say that? What's the name of it? The Quahog? Strange. I thought it was only appropriate that since we lost Batman today, that for the duration of all the time that I had to do things with the boys today as we were going around, and we did exciting things like buy citronella plants to put around the pool so that the mosquitoes won't bite us, you know, that kind of excitement stuff. But I could make it better the entire time by just being dead man. You will not do that, though you think you would like to. And They just got the biggest kick out of that. So it, Batman voice all day today in honor of Adam West in the McCullough household. Anyway, we'll get to some other things. Oh, Bernadette. Well, let's go to the big board. I'll give you the whole rundown here. We've got so Brigitte Gabriel is going to be with us in the first hour. And you see all of the headlines here. We'll get to those in a second. What people are saying about the anti-Sharia march. And then in the second hour, Bernadette Duncan is going to be with us. She's written this book called The Yappy Days. And it is all about the strangest characters in the history of talk radio, behind the scenes with newsers, schmoozers, boozers, and losers. And Bernadette would know because she had access to most of the names that she would profile. People like Larry King before he was, you know, the Larry King. I'm Larry King. Garlic. Have some tonight. It'll give you a stinky breath, but you'll live forever. I'm Larry King. Sally Jesse Raphael, Joan Rivers, Dr. Joy Brown, all these people that, you know, were just the mainstay of talk radio. And I know that I've got a lot of stations tonight that are, you know, classic old-time talk stations. You're going to know some of the people that she wrote about. So we're looking forward to having just a good... Personally, I'm fascinated by that era of radio. It was one of the reasons why when I was a kid I wanted to be in radio, because everything that you could do to make people imagine what they were seeing was more powerful than when television came along and then just showed it to you. Because a lot of times reality was much more boring than your imagination. And so radio caused your imagination to come to life. But we don't live in that era anymore. Now it's not only on radio and television. It is now in something you can carry in your pocket and never be divorced from 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. So all of that to say that's what we will be getting to. Now, I want to welcome a brand new sponsor to the lineup of the Radio Night Live. Just this last week, I was asked by a group called Christian Solidarity International if I would come on board and be a spokesperson for them kind of on the national scale for the next year. And I have agreed to do that because CSI focuses on three things. They focus on stopping genocide of persecuted people. They concentrate on discussing with Western governments in particular initiatives that will help stop the flow of arms to terrorist groups and terrorist states. And then they seek to free slaves that have been enslaved either through human trafficking or through religious persecution across the globe. Hence their name, Christian Solidarity International. They stand with people as Christians themselves for people that are persecuted because of their faith around the world. Christians happen to be a large number of those people. But I'm going to have the opportunity over the next year to tell you all about this group and the good that they're doing. But just so proud to bring them in really what is the final slot of what we have for sponsorship on the Radio Night Live and the Kevin McCullough Radio broadcast platform. And really, really grateful to be partnering with them and working together to tell the story of how we can change people's lives together. So that's going to be a lot of fun just ahead. So that's the whole kit and caboodle. We got a ton of stuff to get to tonight. Brigitte Gabriel joining me in a second. But I want to talk about this for a second because I want to consider for a moment that this the purpose of what these marches across the country today were designed to do was to express a dissatisfaction and an unacceptability of a thing called Sharia law. Now, Sharia law is the religious governing law of one branch of Islam that happens to be very strict and fundamentalist. And it is out of the Sharia customs that most of the abhorrent practices in Islam that we do not like come from. So when you're talking about female genital mutilation, that's related to Sharia law. When you're talking about women being allowed to be beaten to death for disrespecting their husband, that comes from Sharia law. When you're talking about someone being allowed to be beheaded because they spoke or were evangelized by a different faith, these are all things from the Sharia law governing mechanism of the Islamic faith. It is safe to say that not all practitioners of Islam observe Sharia. Sharia is a very narrow government view of how Muslims and non-Muslims should be governed worldwide. But today, there were these marches against allowing Sharia law to become the law in the United States. And let me give you some background on this. In places where some refugees have gone from the Middle East and now are living in other places, they have actually co-opted whole swaths of geography, and they are called, like in London, no-go zones, where you have complete Muslim neighborhoods where the British police are not allowed to be in, and they govern themselves, and they govern themselves under Sharia law. Not only that, the Sharia courts have received equal legal credence in the UK. So now in those sections where those no-go zones are at, and they are observing Sharia law, they don't go to the civil government to have their court or their dispute taken care of. It goes to the Sharia courts, which are not governed by lawyers or people that have any kind of civil understanding of how law should be applied to one another. It is merely the harsh fundamentalism of extremist Islam that governs those Sharia courts. So, well, why would then we be having these marches today in America? Well, Americans were saying we don't want Sharia in any form to ever be our government or to be our court system. And if Sharia subjugates women and mutilates women and kills women, if it has such harsh penalties that it is seen as being completely contradictory to our Constitution, for example, and that's what the marches were for. They were to say, we don't want those things in our, we don't want women to have their genitals mutilated. We don't want extreme punishments to be leveled out against people that, you know, commit adultery or other things in our society. We're not these types of people that believe that should have anything to do with, by the way, all of the terrorist groups subscribe to Sharia in its most strict form. But we don't want that coming here. Now, strangely, in many of the places where the anti-Sharia marches took place today, you had larger groups of people protesting the anti-Sharia marchers, saying that they were anti-Muslim, saying that they were in some way prejudiced. Friends, if we are against the concepts that are in Sharia law, what does it say about the people that are protesting us, protesting that? Do they really know what they're protesting in favor of? Be interesting to get your thoughts on that. 888-340-3373. There were all kinds of signs being held up. You know, Sharia welcomed here. This bigotry not on our watch, etc., etc. We'll talk about it with Brigitte Gabriel coming up next. It's Kevin McCullough live from
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. Radio.recordedvideo.com.
Of all the boys, 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 of all the boys.
So glad to have you with us. Kevin McCullough welcoming you into a Saturday night at Radio Night Live, live from New York and coast to coast on the Biz Television Network and hundreds of radio stations across great radio networks, stations from the Fox News Radio, ABC News Radio, Biz Talk Radio, Salem Media Group, the GCN Group. We've got just a ton of people live at historic KMET in Southern California tonight. And our phone number is 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. We welcome your participation in the discussion all the way through the evening. And you might be, one of those people that, to me, has a hard time grasping what the circumstance is in our country. When I got word that there were a series of marches going on across the country today, and they were going to be protesting Sharia law, I was very curious as to the rest of the headlines that I read. And I went page to page, and we don't have all the headlines up here, but I looked at BuzzFeed, I looked at the Daily News, I looked at the LA Times, I looked at ABC News. I went and they had pictures from the different events, and then almost every single one of them had some sort of slant on it that this was an anti-Muslim, bigoted group that was mostly being run by hate groups. And I thought, I actually know one of the people that's organizing this, and she's anything but a member of a hate group, considering that she is the least white separatist human being you could get to be in something like this. Bridget Gabriel, welcome back to the Kevin McCullough microphone. Bridget, it's so good to have you.
Thank you, Kevin. I'm so glad to be with you.
Did you know that you were sponsoring some sort of large hate rally today? Were you aware of that before it took place?
It's amazing. The world has turned upside down. Those of us who are standing up for Muslim little girls who are being genitally mutilated right here in America, and us standing up for women, Muslim women in America who are being killed in the name of honor, and those of us who are standing up to remember the people that died exactly 1 year ago at the Orlando terrorist attack at the nightclub, standing up for the rights of all human beings. This march was a march against Sharia and the march for human rights. That was the title of the march. Yet all the leftist media outlets never even bothered to mention the stand for human rights or march
right.
for human rights, and focused on the Sharia and turned it as we are, you know, anti-Muslim.
Yeah. Well, they actually focused on the people that protested you, as opposed to the emphasis of what you were in fact protesting. And Brigitte, I have to ask a very serious question. If normal human beings heard the things that you just talked about, little girls having their genitals mutilated, the place, by the way, in San Bernardino where innocent members of a community were mowed down by two jihadists, the nightclub in Orlando, as you already mentioned, and normal people say, well, if there was an ideology that was driving people to commit those heinous acts, certainly it would be appropriate for Americans to protest the ideology that would, in fact, encourage those heinous acts. But somehow, there are people tonight that protested your protesting of those heinous acts. Does that mean, Brigitte, that those people that protested you today are in favor of the things that we just described?
That's exactly what it translates. You know, they say actions speak louder than words. We decided to do our march. after the three doctors in Detroit were charged of genitally mutilating the young Muslim girls. And we were shocked to read when the CDC, the Center for Disease Control, put out their report and they said that in America today, in 2017, Kevin, there are 513,000 girls at risk of being genitally mutilated or has already operation done to them in America, not in Somalia, not in Europe, not in the Middle East. In America, over 500,000 girls. This is a subject that no one wants to talk about. Also, can you imagine how we felt when we read the report from the Department of Justice that said that in America today in 2017, there are estimated between 23 and 26 murders in the name of honor. Women killed, American girls killed simply because they wanted to wear makeup or were too westernized for their parents or they wanted to go out on a date, or they wanted to marry a man that they love instead of the man that was chosen for them. And for that, their parents killed them. Between 23 to 27 murders per year in the name of honor in the United States. Those are important issues. America is a land that welcomes people from all over the world. I mean, listen, I'm an immigrant myself. I immigrated to America in 1989. We all come here to become Americans, to become a part of the American fabric, to live the American dream, to enjoy the freedoms and the rights afforded to us by the Constitution like no other nation on earth. We welcome people who want to come here and become a part of the American fabric. But we do not want people coming into our country and bringing with them barbaric practices and culture and ideology that is completely opposed to our Constitution. Those we will not tolerate, and we want to send a very strong message to them that while we welcome you into our country as we welcome many immigrants before you and we will after you, the one thing we ask is if you come to our country, adopt our culture and obey our Constitution and believe that all people are equal in the eyes of God, and you know, you're welcome to live among us, but we do not want terrorism and we do not want hate and we do not want a radical ideology.
Brigitte Gabriel is who we're speaking with, and Brigitte, this audience has never had you with us, though you've been on my other broadcasts, and I want to get a little bit into your own personal story, because the fact that you come from the region of the world where you do and you take the stand that you take is rather remarkable, if not miraculous in some ways. How did you escape the long clutches of what is a dominant worldview where you were born and in the culture you grew up in?
Well, I was born as a Christian girl and raised in a Christian home in Lebanon. Lebanon used to be a majority Christian country. A lot of our listeners may not even remember that because now Lebanon is a predominantly Islamic country.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, this happened within a 50-year span. We're not talking about 400 years. So my 9/11, Kevin, happened to me in 1975 when radical Islamists blew up my home, burying me wounded under the rubble as they shouted Allahu Akbar. My only crime was that I was a Christian living in a Christian town. As I lay in a hospital bed, I asked my parents why these Islamic extremists wanted to kill us. They told me the same thing I had to tell my children after September 11th in 2001. They hate us because we are infidels. I could not believe as a young girl that someone would try to kill me just because I wasn't of their faith. I had a crash course in survival, not in the Girl Scouts, but in an 8x10 bomb shelter underground.
Brigitte, hold the story there. When we come back, I want to pick it up because I want my audience to really understand the price that you've paid to be doing what you're doing. And friends, she led this march today to say no to Sharia, yes to the United States Constitution and to the freedoms that we are given by God. And somehow the media turned it all on its ear and said that they're doing the wrong thing. We'll get a better explanation of that as we go along. Plus your calls, 888.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset Program. Our Debt Reset Program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how we can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
Yesterday, I got a call from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money.
Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. If you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes, call now for a free and confidential tax debt analysis. Call Coast One now for a free consultation at 800-643-4661 now. 800-643-4661. That's 800-643-4661.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
You're with us live from New York. There's a live shot of the Brooklyn Bridge and the Queensboro Bridge. If you're watching on Biz Television, if you're just joining us by way of radio, well, you can't see it, but I tried to let you know what it looked like. We are in the midst of a rather serious discussion, even though we try to have fun on Saturday nights and kick back a little. And coming up the next hour, we will. Bernadette Duncan will be with us. We're going to talk about the history of talk radio and some of the real characters that have populated this space. But tonight, friends, our lead story, it's too big, it's too important to not be discussing it. And I am so grateful that Brigitte Gabriel, who is the founder of Act for America, and you can find more at actforamerica.org. You can also follow her on Twitter, at ACT Brigitte, B-R-I-G-I-T-T-E. if you would like to follow what she has to say. It's a Twitter feed worth following, that's for sure. I would like you to do that for her. But Brigitte, you were just in the middle of telling us a bit about how you were in the hospital bed. Your only crime was that you weren't Islamic, and the radicals blew up your house, injured you. This was something that was hard for you to grapple with as someone who I guess had a rather pronounced sense of fairness as a young woman.
Yes, and when I left the hospital and came home and my home was no longer the home I left, I ended up living in a bomb shelter in an 8x10 room underground without electricity, without water, and very little food. And that's where I lived for 7 years of my life from the age of 10 till the age of 17, robbed of my youth. Mm. At the age of 13, I dressed in my burial clothes, going to bed at night waiting to be slaughtered. And by the age of 20, I had buried most of my friends killed by radical Muslims. We were not Americans living in New York or Brits living in London. We were Arab Christians living in Lebanon. And when I came to the United States, Kevin, I thought I left all that behind me. But what worried me is on September 11, 2001, the terror that I felt as a young girl was resurrected when the same sword of radical Islam pierced our nation so deeply. That day, my daughter came home from school and asked me the same question I had asked my parents when I was laying in a hospital bed. Mommy, why did they do this to us? Why do these people hate us? I couldn't believe I was having to explain to my children the same harsh reality my parents explained to me, that they hate us because to them we are infidels, and because of that they believe we deserve death. That changed my life. I vowed that day. That day was my defining moment. Mm. I vowed that I will do everything I can to fight evil and make sure that my daughter will never look into her child's eyes and repeat to him or to her what my daddy said to me and what I had to say to her. That day, I was reborn as an activist.
Brigitte, let me ask you about what Islam has done, particularly radical Islam, in Western Europe. We, of course, saw the terror attack 1 week ago tonight. We were covering it live. And this is just the latest round of several. You know, the Manchester attack the week before, you'd had the people that had tried to penetrate Parliament a few months before that. And then we've had all the other attacks in Paris and Brussels and the major attack in Paris, but then you had the automotive attacks where people were trying to use cars. You had even a student on the campus of Ohio State University adopt and follow this model. What has happened to the West, and why have they allowed Islam to bring its worst elements to the fore in the Western countries?
And it is the worst element, and this is exactly what we are talking about. You know, I want to make something clear, that because we oppose no peaceful practice of religious faith, in fact, we stand steadfast with the right of every American to their faith. But the elements that make up much of Sharia law are not about religion, but oppression. Under Sharia law, men are killed for their sexual orientation, and girls are mutilated. Thieves lose a hand, and others are stoned. This is what we are standing up against, and the West has a very difficult problem differentiating between religion and politics. And what is Islam? Islam is a political ideology cloaked in religion. So there is a spiritual aspect of it, and there's a lot of Muslims who do practice the spiritual aspect of Islam, and we have no problem with those. But there are those who practice the radical ideology, the political ideology of Islam, and that's what we have a problem with, and that's what we are seeing being imported to the West, starting in Europe and now all over the world. When you see men treat women like property, like something, like a product to be enjoyed, when they have no respect, we are seeing a rise of sexual assault. Who can forget what the refugees did over New Year's Eve in Germany with all the rape cases? Who can forget what's happening in France, in Belgium, where we see people are afraid to walk down the street in certain communities because they have become Sharia zones or no-go zones for non-Muslims. And this is why the West needs to have the difficult conversation, like Theresa May said after the London attack. We need to have the difficult and embarrassing conversation. It is a difficult conversation because we need to talk about why moderate Muslims are not standing up to the radical ones, taming them and stopping them in the communities, and why we're not seeing more cooperation between the Muslim community.
Brigitte, can you stay with me one more
Hello,
second?
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
So glad you're with us. It's Kevin McCullough live from New York every Saturday night. Radio Night Live, the name of the broadcast. And I'm really honored to have Brigitte Gabriel with us. I've long been so just impressed with this woman's humility and feistiness simultaneously that she's willing to take on the worst elements of our world today, which are the very ideologies that drive the terrorists to do the heinous things that they do. and to do it in spite of the pressures of the culture, not supporting her, but opposing her, even though she's fighting for them as well. 888-340-3373 is our phone number. And, Brigitte, thanks for your time being so generous tonight. I was really dismayed in looking at the headlines today, because I just can't get my head around who would protest what you just described that you went through. And what you, if I understood you correctly, to say that up to 534,000, a half million girls stand in jeopardy of experiencing here within the borders of the United States.
513,000, 513, correct. Over half a million girls in America, according to the CDC, the Center for Disease Control, are at risk of being genitally mutilated or have already the operation done to them. And that's not the words of Brigitte Gabriel. Those are the words of the CDC.
Yeah.
This is concerning, and this is why Americans need to wake up and realize we are so proud of our culture. We are so proud of our Western Judeo-Christian values. We are so proud of the amazing country that we have, where people came from all over the world seeking freedom, seeking equality, seeking freedom of speech, freedom of religion. America is a nation where anybody can come and exercise whatever religion they want, say anything they want, and we want to fight to protect those freedoms. We had speakers at our rallies today, Kevin, and just to give you an idea, we had Miriam Ibrahim speak in Virginia Beach. If many of you remember the name Miriam Ibrahim, she was the Sudanese woman on death row.
Yeah.
She showed up with her daughter, the daughter that she had to give birth to, shackled in prison in the dark, almost fighting for survival because she was on death row simply because she was a Christian. Because in the eyes of the Sudanese government, she was an apostate. We had her stand up in America and say, I'm speaking on behalf of all the women who are still in prison in Sudan, who are still on death row, who need somebody to give them a voice. The world needs to wake up and see what's happening around the world. And for the leftist media to come out and accuse us of being anti-Muslim, anti-this, I mean, all these lies that they were spewing today. But you know what? What else is expected out of the lamestream media? I mean, you know, you expect it out of ABC.
No, I get that. I get that. But, Brigitte, let me ask you this. Did you have any inquiries from the National Organization of Women or from Planned Parenthood or any of these groups that claim that they are on the front line of women's rights and they battle for the rights of women supposedly around the world? Any of those groups step forward and say, yeah, we're going to stand in solidarity with you today?
Nothing at all from none of them, not even from Muslim Women's Organization that says, you know what, thank you for, you know, let's talk together, let's work together, what are you working on? We had the names, Kevin, of all the women and their pictures. If you go on our website, actsforamerica.org, and click on March Against Sharia, our banner is the pictures of all the American women who have been killed or beheaded by their family members. One lady simply because she asked for divorce, another girl because she wanted to wear makeup, another girl because she was too westernized. I mean, you cannot believe the stories, and nobody ever contacted us and nobody wanted to talk to us. But this has been a very important lesson, Kevin, to the nation. At least one thing that came out of today is we forced the nation to start thinking or hearing the word Sharia.
Yep.
And people need to understand that we are losing our freedom of speech when we as Americans cannot rally together on a street corner holding an American flag and expressing our opinion peacefully without fearing that somebody's going to show up like Antifa or Black Lives Matter or the left with a knife slashing at people. The country is in trouble, and conservatives who are listening right now, no matter where you stand politically, join us. Act for America. We named the organization Act for America, not Think About America, not Wish for America, not Hope for America. You can do all the above, but without taking action, nothing happens. I implore you to join us. Go to actforamerica.org. Stand with us. Sign up to get our emails and action alerts. Support us financially. Become active. Lead the team in your community. We need to come together to save our nation.
Well, and not just our nation. If America goes down, Brigitte, the world is lost. I mean, this is one of the great truths, and it's one of the reasons why I believe that Donald Trump is really actually serving a purpose beyond what he actually knows. That if America goes down in the fight against this extremism and this radicalism, that the rest of the world will not turn to someone else and say, how do we fight it? How do we hold it off? It has to be the Judeo-Christian ideals that brought us together as a nation that also says we're going to continue to allow religious plurality in our borders, but we're not going to allow the immoral governance of an idea like Sharia. And it's just, I'm just so grateful that you're there and that you're doing what you're doing. And I would implore everyone that's watching, go to the website, Act for America, and at the very least, get the newsletter and start listening to what Brigitte is writing and talking about, because she's going to be watching this as closely as anyone. And Brigitte, I bring you personal greetings tonight. I was trying to chase you down, and I know that I had your contact a long time ago, but so I called Robert Spencer, and I said, hey, you got Brigitte's info? He goes, I don't. He said, but if you talk to her tonight, give her my personal greetings and thanks for what she's doing today. So I know he's a friend as well, so he wanted me to express that.
It means a lot. It's been a tough day. It's been a very tough day.
Well, I heard you had to take some extraordinary security measures even towards the end of it. Anything you can share?
Yes, we had people. I mean, we knew that Antifa, you know, the radical left were planning on showing up today and disrupting and attacking people and basically literally attacking people physically, forbidding them from speaking. They came out in 14 states wanting to carry violent attacks, and they wanted a complete shutdown of 6 of our events. So we were prepared for them. This is why we notified the police. We have been working with the police for a while. We were shut down in Austin completely by the Antifa crowd. I mean, we had a female genital mutilation victim who couldn't even speak. I know also that Antifa people were throwing urine on protesters. I mean, it's you know, to think that this is happening in our country today is really
so inhumane.
Really sad.
Yeah,
it's very
terrible.
Sad.
Well, I'm glad that you're okay and that nothing bad happened to you. And I'm whatever we can do in the future, Brigitte. My microphone is yours. Just let me know, and we'll make sure we make it available. But thanks for spending so much time with us tonight.
I appreciate your support. Thank you so very much. So happy to be with you.
Absolutely. Brigitte Gabriel. Okay, follow her on Twitter at ActBrigitte, ACTBRIGITTE, or get on the website actforamerica.org. I'm Kevin McCullough. We'll take some of your calls in reaction to these activities when we continue. 888-340-3333.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, John here again. After another month of being on several supplements from Synergistic Nutrition, including Synergy One, the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, and other supplements, I've lost another 10 pounds for a total of 20 pounds. My belt size has been reduced by 1 3/4 inches. My knees don't ache as much anymore, and I'm walking my dogs twice as long as I did a month ago. I sleep very well and have a lot more energy. I noticed that when I cut myself accidentally, that I was bleeding much more profusely. quickly and that the blood was bright red. Previously, I didn't bleed much at all. It was dark red in color. So I know this protocol is working to keep my blood healthy. Additionally, I now have the energy to do calisthenics several times a week. In addition to the extra walk, my hunger has been reduced a lot. I take 2 shakes a day, along with each meal.
Call Synergistic Nutrition at 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. And tonight's broadcast with Brigitte Gabriel and our upcoming guest, Bernadette Duncan-Harrison, who'll be making her debut appearance in the Ladies' Lounge in hour two, being brought to you in part by The Balance of Nature. And why do I shake them in my hands like that? Well, because it's pure fruits and vegetables, and they guarantee that you will get a full variety of 15 whole vegetables in the veggie varieties. There's 15 vegetables that are dehydrated carefully so the nutrition is not taken out. They are then ground and put into capsules in the veggies, and 16 fruits in the fruit product. And my own story on this is I had the worst flu ever that I'd ever had about 5-6 weeks ago. And Dr. Howard sent me these, said take 20 before bedtime of each, which I did. Take 20 the next thing, the next morning, 20 at lunch the next day. By the following morning, so 36 hours later, I was nearly 100% having come off the flu, the worst flu I'd had. And I'd like to show you, they're concentrated so that you get the maximum, when you take the water out of the fruit and the vegetable without having taken any of the nutrition out, you really are able to do something rather powerful. On that same camera, Nick, for those watching on television, there's 6 caplets here. 3 of them are veggies, 3 of them are fruits, and in that little dish right there is 20 servings of fruits and vegetables. So for every 3, you're getting 10 servings. And I wanted to show you how easy it is to get those into your system. Watch. This is not rocket science. And the guys are giving me a hard time because, again, Diet Coke tonight, right? So you need to take your vegetables and your fruits with your Diet Coke. I just power slammed 20 servings of fruits and vegetables. And I got to say, I usually have the sinus strip and the allergies. And we in the upper northeast this year had terrible allergy seasons. I have not. Since I've gone on the fruits and vegetables, had one outbreak of any allergic or sinus issue yet this spring. And it's just been truly a gift for me. So here's what I want you to know. They're going to give you 2 free months worth of fruits and veggies if you call right now. Here's the number that you call, 800-2468-751. You use my promo code KMC. They're going to give you the details on how to get 2 free months worth of the fruits and vegetables, and you take them every day, you boost your immune system, you don't get sick. That's the way it works. 800-246-8751. Get 2 free months. See for yourself. Take the challenge. 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751, and use promo code KMC. In every capsule, you're going to get bonus nutrition. You take 3 veggies, you're going to get 10 servings of vegetables. 3 fruits, 10 servings of fruits, and 2 free months waiting for you. 800-246-8751, promo code KMC. All right, coming up next hour, we've got an incredible discussion in front of us. If you're a fan of the old-fashioned talk radio biz, it maybe you wondered where people like Sally Jesse Raphael or Larry King or Joan Rivers got their starts. There's a woman who knows, and she's written the book on the entire narrative. She will share it with us in the Ladies' Lounge tonight. Bernadette.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
68-1681.